This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Solandia Hammond, affectionately known as Sue Ham, and she is the author of Don't Quit, Follow Your Dreams, and she is also a speaker, playwright, former Marine, mother of three, and a philanthropist. She's the mastermind behind Sue Ham Entertainment, where she created and produced the TV show The Sue Ham Show. She's also written and produced three stage plays. Sue Ham's latest quest is to share her story with others in the hopes that it will inspire them to live on purpose, weather the storm, and follow their dreams. Sue Ham, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you here as well. So tell me, what made you write your book and open up yourself about your own struggles?
Well, it just came to me that, a part of my purpose is to enlighten people as well as inspire. And I wanted to let people know about my story, let them know that, hey, you know, we share a lot of commonalities and we've gone through some of the same things. And as long as you don't give up, I believe that you can achieve everything that you have within your heart. So that is the sole purpose for wanting to share my story, is just to inspire others to go after their dreams.
Makes a lot of sense. And definitely, I'm sure people are just wanting to know all about your story. Now, first of all, let's look at this. What advice do you have to offer to someone who is on the verge of quitting?
You know, I get asked that quite a bit. And to be honest with you, the advice is very simple. It's you know, just two words. Don't quit. You know, we've all heard about the story, 3 feet away from gold, the man who's digging from gold. Well, he decided to quit. And unbeknownst to him, he was only 3 feet away from gold. So someone else came in and started digging, and boom, now they're the billionaire. So in life, it doesn't matter, you know, how hard things may get. It's okay to take a breather, take a time out. But get back in there, get back in the game. Just don't quit, because that's the only way you're going to realize your dreams, is to keep going forward.
Should one focus on multiple things to achieve success, or just hone in on one skill?
Well, speaking from experience, I advise everybody to just hone in on one skill at a time, simply because you can become so overwhelmed. And when you're doing more than one thing, it's very hard to give multiple things 100% of your effort. So focus on that one thing and allow it to open the door to be able to focus on other things.
And I like that advice, by the way. Now, how can one identify their purpose? I mean, if people can identify their purpose, I'm telling you, the world could be changed tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's quite simple, really. I really believe that all of us came here with gifts, and we are here for a purpose. And I think that those things that come to you with ease, those things that you can do with ease, with little to no training, I think that's your purpose. The thing that gives you the most excitement, that's your purpose. The thing that serves others, helps to brighten their day, you know, that very thing that you live to do, regardless if you got paid millions of dollars, you just enjoy doing it, that's your purpose. So if someone's out there and they're unsure of what their purpose is, sit down and just start thinking about, well, what am I passionate about? You know, what do I love to do that comes with ease? And what would I love to do regardless if I got paid or not? I would still do it. It would still put a smile on my face.
Today we are joined by Solandia Hammond, affectionately known as Sue Ham, who is the author of Don't Quit, Follow Your Dreams, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sue, what are some of the benefits of fear? It's kind of a double question. What are the benefits of fear and of faith?
Well, the benefits of fear. A lot of people talk about fear in a negative way, but fear can be positive. You know, it can act as a stop sign, keep you from doing something that you shouldn't necessarily do. You know, when you get that gut feeling and you're afraid to make a big move, chances are it's probably for a good reason. It could stop you from making a major mistake. However, if fear is stopping you from pursuing your purpose or pursuing your passion, then it's a negative feeling, and you need to get rid of it. Because when it comes to your gift and living on purpose, you have to have faith. Faith enables you, it empowers you, it strengthens you, it makes you feel alive. You know, whereas fear does the exact opposite. It leaves you powerless. You know, it leaves you stagnated. So, again, you know, use fear only to keep you on track, to keep you from making a major, major mistake. But otherwise, always employ faith to go towards your purpose, your passion, and your dreams.
Now, could you give us some things we can do or our listeners can do to follow our dreams?
Absolutely. First, you have to employ faith. You've got to think positive. You've got to feel positive about the things that you want to accomplish. You've got to go out there and take the first step. You've got to believe in yourself. And if you do these things, get out and surround yourself with positive people. Come up with a game plan. Set goals. Achieve them. Following your dreams, it's just going to come simple to you. You just got to go out there and get it.
How would you say that folks need to stay motivated? What are some of the things they can do to stay on track? I know those speed bumps come along. You never know what one day will bring to the next. And seems like some weeks you get attacked from every angle, whether if it's personal, business, everything's going wrong, from flat tires running out of gas, people's getting sick. All kinds of things. How do we stay on track when just things seem to be going against us?
Well, I think because the world is so busy, I think the biggest way that I would recommend is something I do to stay on track is to meditate, just to get away to yourself for a little while, meditate and pray. You know, recenter yourself, refocus. Exercise, that's another great thing. Another way to stay on track is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, because when you're around two or three, four more people that are like-minded, creative, and energized, you know, that's infectious. So 9 times out of 10, it's going to fuel you. You want to go harder and further. So definitely meditate. Take the time out to rejuvenate, but also surround yourself with like-minded individuals.
Good advice. Now tell our listeners where they can be in contact with you and get more information online.
Well, the listeners definitely can be in contact with me. My website is the best way, www.suham.com, and that's S-U-E-H-A-M.com. You can definitely pick up a copy of my book, as well as book me as a motivational speaker.
She is Solandia Hammond, affectionately known as Sue Ham, who is the author of Don't Quit, Follow Your Dreams, and the website of reference is, once again, SueHam.com. Sue, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.